EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 1, Media Accessibility, Element 2, Accessibility, Video Lecture, Accessibility Legislation. I am Anna Matamala from Universitat Autònoma de Barcelona, and in this short lecture, I will talk about accessibility legislation, focusing on the European context. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities establishes in its Article 4 general obligations that state parties undertake to, and I quote, adopt all appropriate legislative, administrative, and other measures for the implementation of the rights recognized in the present convention, and to take all appropriate measures, including legislation, to modify or abolish existing laws, regulations, customs, and practices that constitute discrimination against persons with disabilities. At a European level, the European Accessibility Act has been a landmark agreement reached after decade-long campaigning by the European Disability Movement, as EDF, the European Disability Forum, expresses on its webpage. The full official title of the European Accessibility Act is Directive EU 2019/882 of the European Parliament and of the Council of 17th April 2019 on the accessibility requirements for products and services. It was published on 7th June 2019 in the official journal of the EU. It is a directive, not a regulation. This means that it does not become law in all member states, but from its publication date, national governments have a transposition period of 3 years to turn or transfer its content into national law. I invite you to read the analysis of the Act by EDF, available on their website. I will be summarizing it in this video. The European Accessibility Act sets accessibility requirements on different products and services. Products include computer and their operating systems, payment terminals, self-service terminals related to the services covered by the legislation, consumer terminal equipment used for electronic communication services such as smartphones, consumer terminal equipment used for accessing audiovisual media services such as smart TVs, e-readers. Services include electronic communication services such as telephony, services providing access to audiovisual media services, certain elements in passenger transport services such as websites, mobile apps, electronic ticketing, real-time travel information, interactive self-service terminals, consumer banking services, e-books, e-commerce, and the European Emergency Number 112. EDF highlights that one of the greatest achievements of the Act is that the accessibility requirements for these products and services are mandatory for public procurement, that is, when governments or state-owned companies acquire products and services. Another important aspect is that disabled persons organizations, DPOs for short, will work with national authorities and relevant stakeholders and the European Commission to advise them when implementing and reviewing the Act. However, EDF also considers that one of the drawbacks is that some services and products were left out of the Act: healthcare services, education, transport, housing, and household appliances. Within the realm of audiovisual media, the European Accessibility Act focuses on the services providing access to audiovisual media services, such as websites, online applications, set-top box-based applications, mobile applications, media players, connected television services, etc. But it does not regulate the accessibility of audiovisual media services. This is the object of the so-called Audiovisual Media Services Directive, which I summarize in another video lecture. I will not provide specific information on national laws, but I recommend you to check the specific legislation that your country has in place. This video lecture has been prepared by Anna Matamala from Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona. You can reach me at anna.matamala@uab.cat.
Pictures. Smart icons for accessibility services by DR Design. Other pictures source: pixabay.com, publicdomainvectors.org, pixels.com. License, Pixabay License, CC0, Bexels License.
The project EZIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EZIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexie Verbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA.
EZIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.